If you're going to talk Oregon football and recruiting day, I think there's probably not a better guy to bring in than the head coach. Hails from Miami, played for some great teams at the U, national championship as a player, also as an assistant at Bama in 2015. Welcome in Mario Cristobal. Coach, I know you're getting pulled in about a billion directions today. Thanks for the time. How are things going?
Going great. Nice, strong finish here, and you never know. Might be another surprise here and there.
Yeah, you know, we get our list, and then we're going over it, and all of a sudden on Twitter, we see you got a late score with this young man from Utah. So I'm not even going to try his first name. I'm going to throw it to you to tell us what could you say about this latest signee on the offensive line?
Yes, his name is Penei Sewell, and he is I've been doing this now, I don't know, what is it, 20 years, a little bit more. He's as good or better than anyone I've ever seen at the position. Explosive difference maker, powerful, athletic guy. Sky's the limit. He's an instant difference maker, and he joins a bunch of offensive linemen that I feel, the exact same way about. They're all difference maker guys.
Coach, I got to do one personal thing here because I'm from North Jersey. I spent much time in South Florida. My grandparents lived on South Ocean Drive in Hollywood. And so being my age, my buddies and I were big Canes fans.
Yes, sir.
So I want to settle something once and for all for the Washington fans listening with their half national title in 91.
No such thing. No such thing.
Your Canes with Leon Searcy and Toretta and Armstead, if there was a BCS then, please explain how badly you would have beaten them.
You already know. I don't even have to get into it. We know what the best team was back in the day. Lucky to be a part of those teams. It really was awesome. And you're from Jersey. I'm surprised you're not hitting me up with Mario. When I'm in New Jersey, I'm always Mario. When I'm down in South Florida, I'm Mario.
Right. That's funny, but I've been here 27 years, so my accent has softened a bit. All right, that's awesome. By the way, for folks who aren't aware, that defense that year allowed 100 total points and shut out Nebraska in the Orange Bowl. But we move along with Coach Cristobal. Your profession, when you have big aspirations, is kind of nomadic. And, you moved from Florida to Rutgers, back to Florida, to Bama, then here. I'm always curious, as a family guy who spent their life on the East Coast, never more than a two-hour flight from home, what's that conversation like? We're moving to Oregon.
It was awesome. It really was. It was seamless. It was one of those things where I almost felt like a football recruit, where I spent some time at Alabama. And mind you, I never moved much. I lived in South Florida my entire life, centered around maybe 6, 7, 8 square miles, right?
Right.
High school at Columbus High, College University of Miami, coaching at Miami, coaching at FIU, and the drastic change was going to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And, after that, when the call came to come out and check things out at Oregon, I did not know what to expect. I took the trip just like a, prospective student-athlete would, and I called my wife probably at the 6th, 7th hour of the trip, and I said, this is it. This is a place for us, and it's been an incredible experience thus far.
Another aspect of what you do that fascinates me is this, the recruiting. With the Tide, you were a National Recruiter of the Year, obviously as an assistant. You spent 6 seasons as a head coach at FIU. What are some of the differences or maybe challenges of being the head coach as opposed to being out there as an assistant or position coach?
The challenges come in many different ways. The biggest challenge as a head coach is that you just don't get the same amount of opportunities you had as an assistant coach to see these guys in person and be around them. I don't love the rule. I wish that was one rule we could kind of reassess, because you really don't get to spend quality time getting to know these guys. You want to sit down, look guys in the eye, have these conversations, get to know them, and you want to take a deep dive into your people. And when you're a head coach, you have to make every single one of those visits count, because you don't get a second one.
We're talking with Oregon head coach Mario Cristobal. there is an irony that you began your college playing career in 1989, which was the first time Oregon made a bowl in a quarter century. You think back to then, when you began coaching, playing, and where this program is now, how would you describe how this program at Oregon is viewed on a national level?
It's big time. It's got a lot of juice and a lot of power. I mean, the O back in the South is like, whoa, it's there's a big wow factor, and I think a lot of players want to come out this way. And you have to be selective because at the end of the day, you know, proximity, you know, sometimes has its effect in recruiting. But certainly, it's a national brand. I think it's proven in the way the roster has kind of showed itself over the years, and it really is. It's kind of neat to go around the country and they see that O, and people start throwing up O's and you know, Nike and all that. So it's been great.
Obviously, you played offensive line and all these years coaching and seeing guys at the highest level of the college game. We now have Tyler Crosby about to begin his pro career. What are some of the characteristics you've seen in Ty that make you think he's going to succeed playing Sundays?
Ty Crosby is going to be a tremendous pro player. He's going to be a great one, not a good one. Ty is going to be a great one. He is as good as anyone I've ever been around coaching, probably better because of his consistency, you know. And I better not offend my boy Cam Robinson. He gets sensitive, you know.
Right.
All right, Cam. All right, you both. Are, all right, Ty, how about that? But I'm sure I'll get a phone call later. But anyways, Ty is special. And I think what's happening, too, now is people are realizing he's just starting to develop. He's a puppy. He's just scratching the surface as to what he's going to be in the very near future.
A couple of final thoughts for Coach Cristobal. Having coached at a Sun Belt school and, you know, Alabama, this is year one of this early signing day. You know, once upon a time, it was all about today. Now, as the Oregon boss, what's your evaluation of the new system? Yay, nay, or a mix?
Mix. It's hard to tell. And there's going to be trial and error. No one's going to know what the warts are until we, you know, run a couple of cycles. So we certainly didn't know, and you know, it's, you know, we were affected. You know, we were trying to figure it out, and we had to figure it out, you know, on the run. And it was a great learning lesson. And we have taken our notes, creating a handbook, and making sure that we're ready for whatever it brings. And there's a lot of positive to it too. Now, don't get me wrong. It's just, you know, the old system, for whatever its warts were, it had stood the test of time. So we knew what the issues were. Now it's a little bit of a different dynamic, and we just got to figure it out and push forward.
All right, so in closing, as I mentioned, you played in the Big East, coached in the Big East. You've been in the ACC, Sun Belt, SEC. Now you're in the Pac-12. What strikes you maybe about some of the challenges playing in this conference that's long been a pipeline to the NFL, but, you know, more excels in every sport and maybe not as football-centric as the SEC?
I think this is just a juggernaut of an offensive conference. I mean, everybody has a pro quarterback. Everybody scores a gazillion points. I mean, it's very NFL-ish in the sense that so many of these games come down to the last 2 minutes. And so you've got to do a couple things. You have to invest in the line of scrimmage. You have to make sure that your corners are long-rangey guys, because if not, they're going to throw it over your head all the time. And you've got to get enough depth in terms of your dynamic playmakers to roll them in and roll them out, because I don't know what the play count is per game, but I know we are repping a lot more plays per game here than we did back in the SEC.
Folks, he's the head coach, Mario Cristobal. I know you got a bunch going on today. We really appreciate you finding some time to join us. Thanks a million. And obviously, as spring ball approaches, we look forward to catching up again. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too.